Hiking and fitness. The first thing you have to do is get up from the couch and then get rid of all your kitchen appliances. Microwave might not have been the best idea after all. Same goes for the toaster and other crud that helped you overeat. Walking is next. As we are walking machines, we are made for walking. This means that the car has to go, at least where shopping is concerned. You should only eat what you can carry, and you must absolutely avoid sugar. Sugar can only be used by athletes, and only a little bit of it after a couple of hours of a mighty workout. And finally, once you can walk for a considerable stretch of time, you become ready for adventure. Hiking and camping are by far, your most powerful weapons against obesity and for increasing your endurance and building up muscle. Everything changes when you are out there hiking. You break up your entire routine, and not just eating, but sleeping as well. If you are lucky to be hiking out of signal range, your internet won't work. All you will have for your evening will be your audiobooks. At the gym, you have to lift pretty hard. But when hiking, it is only a matter of the duration of your stay. Stay an extra month and burn up more fat, enhance your endurance, and gain more muscle. While gym and jogging is important, these are much harder than hiking. They are almost a simulation of going out on an adventure. A gym is just a large, boring room, whereas hiking will take you to beautiful places. An effective workout requires dancing with dumbbells. A large person may need to aim for a 3 or 4 hour non-stop workout every weekday. This is a lot easier to accomplish when just walking long trails. On the trail, your endurance grows naturally. At the gym, you have to use an interval timer and progressively faster music. The gym does fit a busy lifestyle rather well, though stress is one of the things that you must get under control. And yeah, gym is a great place for preserving hard-earned endurance during off or rainy seasons. The trick to use an interval timer correctly is to see all exercise as just a form of jogging, where the aim of jogging is not to stop until you get to the end. The interval timer is not a tool to establish a well-timed routine, but a tool for gradually shortening the rest time to eventually eliminate it altogether. You begin by selecting a slow song and asking, "How long can I lift 3 or 5 pounds to the beat?" And then, "How long do I need to rest to lift for that long again?" Setting the number of rounds or cycles to fill 15 minutes and then 30 minutes and after that 45 minutes and eventually, some months down the road, 1 hour and then beyond. Gym may be less cumbersome than packing to section hike the Appalachian or Pacific Crest Trail. But you know as well as I do that there is no substitute for beautiful scenery, for crisp morning air and the fragrance of deep woods. We are all natural-born adventurers. An adventure is our best medicine.